The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Arachayim Siman Gimel that Kishikonis the Beis Akise, when a person goes into the Beis Akise, Yomer Hiskab the Mechubadim, he should say the words Hiskab the Mechubadim, and the Mechaber ends off, but nowadays the minig is not to say this. So what's the meaning behind this halacha? So the reason for saying Hiskab the Mechubadim is based on the Gemara Bracha. The Gemara says that every person when he walks, he has two malachim walking with him. So when you go into the bathroom, the malachim, because of their kedusha, are not going to go in with you. So the proper thing is to say Hiskab the Mechubadim. You tell the malachim, you honorable people, you wait outside while I'll go in, and then I'll be out. So that is the halacha of Hiskab the Mechubadim. So the Mechaber is saying that nowadays the minhag is not to say this, because the Mishnah Berurah explains, Einanu muchzakim li'rei shamayim shemalachim milavin oisano. We're not in the madrega that we could assume there were such tzaddikim and yirei shamayim, the malachim walk with us, so we have to ask them to wait when we go to the bathroom, and therefore it would be yura, it would be gaiva to say Hiskab the Mechubadim, and for that reason, it's not the minhag to say Hiskab the Mechubadim bizman hazeh. Based upon this, I saw a Gevaldik Akasha from Rav Kook. This is in his Siddur, Eilas Re'iyah, and then Yanam Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos. He asks, he says, we know that we say Shalom Aleichem Friday night, and that's based on what the Gemara says on Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yutes. When a person walks home from Shul on Shabbos, the two Malachim are Malavim, they come home with him. So he says that if the whole reason of saying Shalom Aleichem is because we assume that the Malachim are being Malavi when you come home from Shul, so that's in those days. But nowadays, if the Mechaber is saying that we're not Roy to assume, we can't assume that we're Roy, that we have Malachim that are Malava us, and therefore we don't say Skab the Mechubadim, and not the Madrega to assume that we have Malachim walking with us. So how could we say Shalom Aleichem? We can't assume that we have Malachim walking us home from Shul, and therefore we should not say Shalom Aleichem Bizman Hazeh. So he says it seems to be a steer to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Skab the Mechubadim. We don't say it because we don't assume we're on the Madrega to have Malachim, but yet Friday night, the Minigan Klai Yisrael is by almost all Kehillah, so we say Shalom Aleichem, and we assume that we're right to have Malachim. So what is the Chilik? That's of Cook's Kasha. So I saw a Gevaldik Teretz of this Kasha based on the Mishnah brought down over here in our Sugya. This is Teretz was said by Rav David Kunshlita, the Balak Vilyayvitz, and it's brought down in his Sefer Masas Kapai, Chelik Nalid, on page Kuf Tezayin. So he says, it's before now, Gemara, the Gemara says that Halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Shlazuri, but Shumas Maisa Shol Demai, the top of Daphne and Hamu base. So what does it mean? What's the case of Shumas Maisa Shol Demai? So Rashi explains that it's a Mishnah Demai. The Mishnah says that if a person takes off Shumas Maisa of Demai, and then the Shumas Maisa fell back into the pile, and now Pasha says it's Aser because it's Meduma, it's not Batal Barayv, so you have a big problem. Now Lachai can't eat all the food. So Rav Shimon Shazuri says, he says, Af b'chol, even during the week, Shoylo Lamaritz, you can ask Lamaritz, Shalakachimanu at Paris, that you bought the Paris from him, Halalu v'aychen alpiv, and you can eat it based on what he tells you, Im aymer, im amri frashti masoris of karai, Achel mechayt emlach. So basically, you have a situation where you have demai. Now demai chazal asert, chazal v'gerzi, they're not allowed to eat demai. We assume Lamaritz doesn't take off maisers, but now you took off Shumas Maisa and it fell back in, you have a problem. L'chari, the whole thing is asr. And because it's not Baltal Barayv, so Chachamim and Mekel, they gave a special cool over here that in order not to lose out on all your paris, you can ask the Ma'aretz if he took off Maisus, and if he tells you that he did, you have a right to be Semech on him, because B'makim Hefzed Chachamim were Mekel, that you could be Semech on this Ma'aretz. So the Lashon of the Mishnah is Af B'choil, even during the weekday, Shailo Ma'aretz, you can ask the Ma'aretz and you can be Semech on him. So what's this Lashon of Af B'choil? What do you mean, even during the weekday? What does that have to do with weekday or Shabbos? So Rashi explains the reason why it says b'chol is because the Mishnah over there says that on Shabbos is a different din. On Shabbos, you could always ask Namaritz and he's Neman. It says on Shabbos, you could always ask Namaritz if he was Mafish Maisus or not, and he's Neman. The Rishonim explained because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, because of the special about the day of Shabbos, Amaratzim are Yireim L'Shaker, they're afraid to lie because of the Chashivas there for Shabbos, and therefore, even though normally during the week, we don't assume, we don't believe in Amaritz if he says, I took off Maisus, but on Shabbos, because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, we assume that even Amaritz would be afraid to lie, and therefore he could be Semech in him and eat Alpiv on Shabbos. So based upon this, Rav Dovah Kohn wanted to say that it's true that during the week, the Mechaber Paskins, that we can't say Skab the Mechubadim because we can't assume that we're right on Malachim being Malavas, but that's during the week. But on Shabbos, Shabbos is different. Shabbos, because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, even Amaritz is afraid to lie. So every Yid reaches a higher Madrega on Shabbos because of the Kedusha of Shabbos and the year of Shabbos. And therefore on Shabbos, we have a right to assume that Malachim are Malavas. And based upon that, we're able to say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos, and that would be a Teretz of the Kasha of Rav Kook. So that's the Teretz of Rav Kohn Shlita, but the Pashas is that this Teretz is not so Pasha, because if you look at Taisus over here, Taisus on the top of Daphne Nunhem Rez, the Vemasel B'Shemus Meiser, Shol Demai, Taisus brings down this din that on Shabbos and Amaritz is Neman, but he says it over a little differently. He says that Kishem Sheim Shabbos Al Maaretz, Kachem Estum Al Maaretz, Pirish Al Maaretz, Yor L'Shakim B'Shabbos, B'Davashen Melissa B'Shem, the Shabbos Kavas La Meiser. So Tesis, why is it that a Amaris is afraid to lie on Shabbos? Because he sees on Shabbos as a din, there's this chumra that Shabbos is kaveh l'maiser, and Shabbos itself is kaveh, even something that's not nigma l'malachta l'maiser. So the Amaris sees that Shabbos is something special and unique l'gabi hilchos maiser, so he's afraid to lie l'gabi maiser, so he takes it more seriously. So it's mavur from Tesis that it's not a general din, that Shabbos is more chumra to an Amaris, and therefore he's afraid to lie. It's a din which is specific to maiser, trumas and maiser, where he finds, he seems to understand that Trumas and Maises are more chamer on Shabbos, and therefore he's not going to lie the guy between Trumas and Maises. But to extend this to other dinim and say the Bechlal, the whole day is more chashim, and therefore he won't lie the guy between other inyanim, and he'll be in a higher madrega, that lachar you don't see from Taisus is something which is miyuchud to Maises, and if he this, that would be mancha the teretz of Rabdavi Konshlita. But I think that you could be mekames teretz if the Rambam, if looking the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah, and Demai, he says differently than Taisus. He seems to be saying that it's tam a general din taka that aim a Shabbos Allah because of the kedusha of Shabbos, he's taka afraid to lie. Nothing to do with Maisa specifically, but Bechlal is whole hanhaga is different on Shabbos because of the kedusha of Shabbos, and the melee won't lie like Abi Maisa. So if the shitas Rambam, there would be a makom to be miyash of this kasha that on Shabbos everyone is on a higher level, and even one who might not have malachim be malavim during the week, he could be zeichet malachim on Shabbos, and that'll be miyash in the minhag olam to say Shalom Aleichem on Friday night.